is Bro Radio.
News Centre at 7. Four generations of the royal family have paid tribute to World War II veterans ahead of the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Reporting from central London, Faye De Silva.
Tens of thousands lined the mound, draped in Union flags in the slightly damper weather.
It's about celebrating the heroics, the sacrifice.
So happy to see everybody having a lovely day.
A recital of Sir Winston Churchill's 1945 victory speech started events to mark 80 years since the end of World War II in Europe.
Is your hour.
More than 1,300 armed forces and members of the public led a military procession. In front of the King and Queen, other senior royals and the Prime Minister. Ahead of a special greeting from the Buckingham Palace balcony. And a flypast culminating in 9 red arrows, leaving a stream of red, white and blue behind them. Charles and Camilla went on to host a tea party for wartime veterans, the first of 4 days of national celebrations.
Israel's Prime Minister says a new offensive in Gaza will be intense, with the population moved for its own protection. Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet's approved a plan to capture the entire strip. Troops could stay there permanently. Jury selection starting for Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial. The rapper denies 5 charges. Shares in Netflix have plunged in early trading after Donald Trump threatened to tax films made outside the US. The president says he's considering 100% tariffs to help revive the American movie industry. And Trent Alexander-Arnold says he needs a new challenge. The England defender has announced he'll leave Liverpool when his contract ends next month. That's the latest.
Now the latest from the Borough Radio newsroom. New CCTV footage has been released in the search for a missing teenager. 16-year-old Noah disappeared from Lantwit Major a fortnight ago. Detectives have established he travelled to Birmingham by train on Easter Sunday and was last seen in the city centre. You can find full details of their appeal on our news pages at boroughradio.fm. Police are hunting a man following a serious assault outside a Cardiff pub. The attack in Old St Mellons early yesterday left a 61-year-old man critically ill in hospital. Officers say the suspect, who's 28, knows he's wanted and has been urged to hand himself in. A new guide has been launched to champion local food and drink producers. The Taste of the Vale directory will be backed up by a promotional campaign in the coming months. It's designed to showcase the county's food and farming heritage to residents and producers. Now, sports, and Mark Williams could become the oldest winner of the World Snooker Championship. The Welshman faces China's Xiao Xinton in the two-day final later as he bids for a 4th Crucible title. Williams beats world number one Judd Trump 17-14 in the semis. Footballer Aaron Ramsey doesn't know what his future holds at Cardiff City. The Wales captain ended the season as caretaker coach, leading the Bluebirds to relegation from the Championship. Ramsey's contract expires this summer, having missed most of the campaign as a player due to injury.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
I got my first real 6-string, bought it at the 5 and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
Yeah, I was one.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I can guarantee it is definitely me, even if I'm sounding a little bit different today. And that's the story of my bank holiday. So I thought, oh, I get a nice long weekend. Everything was fine on Friday, and then on Saturday morning I woke up with a bit of a cough, a headache, and a little bit of a sore throat. So all my bank holiday plans have been thrown out the window, but I'm still here to give you the sport that's been happening around the Vale. So with that in mind, the Snooker World Championships, and I know this isn't a Vale related sport, but it does have a Welshman involved in that at the moment. So the Snooker World Championships are currently just about starting the final session, with Mark Williams unfortunately not doing too well in that. If he loses one more frame, then that's the World Championships over. Let's hope that he can have a little bit of a fight back, and he can secure a few frames to put pressure on his younger opponent. He is the oldest finalist they've had at 50 years old. Let's just hope he can use all of his experience there to put some pressure on. And it's one of those, once you start missing a few balls, the opponent, he's got a big lead, but three or four frames go and the lead gets narrower, and then you start forcing some shots. So it could be a long night, because 18 frames to win, and Mark Williams has only got 8 on the board, so he needs to win all 10 in the final session, which as I said should be just about getting underway on there. And so what else are we going to bring you? So there has been some sport around the Vale. The football season hasn't fully finished, so we've got some football action. We're going to bring you some results from a lovely summer sport, cricket, and we have got some Youth Cup rugby action. All that and more here to come at Bro.
Of swastikas in my head, plans for everyone.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And on Sunday, the FAW Welsh Cup final was played with the new Saints taking on Coniski Nomads at Rodney Parade. And Coniski Nomads did take the lead, but the new Saints came from behind and won the match and the trophy 2-1. And on Saturday, Dinas Powys lost 3-2 to Port Talbot in the Hugh James Senior Cup final. Dinas Powys got off to a great start with a Gareth Emmanuel penalty early into the game, and Dinas Powys held the advantage going into half-time. Emmanuel got his second on 55 minutes, again from the penalty spot. And on 68 minutes, Christian Allen failed to take advantage of a penalty for Port Talbot. But with Patrick Jones seeing red for Dinas Powys, Alice made up for missing the earlier chance with a 71st minute goal before Niall Hayes levelled the match. Substitute Declan Andrews then received a second yellow for Dinas, and heartbreak in the 90 plus 2 minutes when Lewis Boxall with the winner. Dinas Powys next play away to Betis FC on Wednesday. And also on Saturday, Cardiff Airport were away to FC Kilmarnock, and they won that match 5-2. Three goals in 13 minutes for Cardiff Airport from Curtis Scotto Dabusco, Jack Davis and Theo Richards put Cardiff Airport into a commanding position. Morgan Graham pulled one back before half-time for the home team, and Graham got his and FC Kilmarnock's second early into the second half. But Scotto Dabusco restored the two-goal advantage with his second of the game, and Davis struck again for Cardiff Airport, also scoring two goals in the same game. Substitute Joshua Hobbs did see red for Cardiff Airport, but the game was already won for Cardiff Airport by then. And their next game is on Saturday away to Porthcawl. Next up on Bro, we're going to be talking about the cricket, and the Vale County cricket team have been in action here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk. Time is running out for single-use vapes. From the 1st of June, it will be illegal for businesses to sell or supply single-use vapes across the UK. Single-use vapes often become litter or are sent to landfill. This ban will help stop the harm they cause our environment. Get your business ready now. Reduce your stock of single-use vapes and switch to reusable vapes instead. Search single-use vape ban Wales. Together, it's our business to clean up Wales.
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry, as we've flexible spaces in a great location. We've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
Once upon a time, there was a little ogre named Shrek, who was appearing in a musical at the Paget Rooms in Penarth. It was a pretty nasty place, but ogres like nasty.
Hey Shrek, I want to be in a musical. In fact, it could be Donkey the Musical.
Listen, there is only one musical, my musical.
But I'm on the poster, Shrek. It's on from the 14th to the 18th of May. And I've booked my tickets already at ticketsource.co.uk/pods. Am I right, Shrek?
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Yo, drop your glasses, shake it. Face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one classic. Red from blind, yeah. I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip stop asking. Listen to me, baby. Relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all top psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go. Evie gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go. Results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well. Too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle. Can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama. Cast it. Cut camera off, real blasted.
I had to give you up. It's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time. Don't fight that in your ear. Now let me blow your mind.
They wanna break her, crank her, mix her quickly. Shake her, haters wanna come after me. You ain't a
now why you gritting your teeth? Frustration, baby, you got to breathe. Take a lot more than you to get rid of me. You see, I do what they can't do, I just do me. Ain't no stress when it comes to stage, get what you see. Meet me in the lab, pen and pad, don't believe. 16's mine, create my own lines. Love for my wordplay, that's hard to find. Sophomore, I ain't scared, one of a kind. All I do is contemplate ways to make your fans mine. Eyes bloodshot, stressing, chills up your spine. Sick to your stomach, wishing I wrote your rhyme.
To give you up, it's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time. Don't fight that good in your ear. Now let me blow your mind.
Let your bones crack, your back pop. I can't stop excitement. Block shots from your stash box. Thugged out, I respect the cash route. Lockdown, blast this sets while I mash out. Yeah, mash out, D-R-E. Backtrack, think back, E-V-E. Do you like that? Yeah, you got to, I know you. Had you in the trance, first glance from the flow too. Don't believe I'll show you, take you with me. Turn you on, tension gone, give you relief. Put your trust in a born winner, listen to me. Damn, she much thinner, no, now I'm complete. Still styling on, brick house, pile it on. Ride or die, double off, can't strong. Beware, cause I crush anything I land on. Me here, ain't no mistake, it was planned on.
I had to give you my, it's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And the cricket season has started, and the Vale Cricket Club had five teams in action on the weekend. And on Saturday, the Vale's fourth 11 lost by 159 runs away to Ponthier's third 11. And Vale's third 11 beat Pontlathwaite's third 11 by 73 runs. Vale's second 11 were at home to Malpass's second 11, and they lost that by 3 wickets. And the Vale's first 11 were away to Penarth, losing by 1 wicket. And on Sunday, the Vale women's first 11 lost away to Neath Ladies by 8 wickets. And there's more cricket action. So on Saturday, the Vale's first 11, they're at home in Corntown to St Fagan's second 11. Vale's second 11 are away to Upper Rhondda's first 11. And the Vale's third 11, they're at home in Wick Village Green to Llanarth's second 11. and the 4th's 11, they had a way to Glengarney's 2nd 11. So there's lots of cricket action there. Let's just hope all the weather stays off, because it's been... although I've been stuck indoors because I've not been feeling 100% great. I've seen all the sun coming through, and it must be especially to watch cricket in weather like that. But I would say if you are going to play any sport or be outside for a long period of time, then you know, anything, I burn quite easily, so I'm always the person who's smelling like suntan lotion when I'm watching or doing any sport in weather like this. Just make sure you've got yourself fully protected if you're out for any long periods of time in the sun. So next up on Bro, we're going to bring you a little bit of youth plate result for one of your Vale teams. We're also going to have a look forward to what sporting actions we've got to look forward to during the summer months on there, because a lot of people, once sort of football and rugby season's closed down, they think there may not be a huge amount of sport on, but there's still loads of sport and there's loads of action going on in the Vale and internationally, and we're going to have a look at what sport's about there to look forward to in the next couple of weeks and months here at Bro. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Youth Plate Cup final, Barry have beaten Gorsinan 24-21. So that's a nice bit of silverware there for Barry Youth to close out the season there. So congratulations to them winning the plate final there. And there's more rugby, because there's only 54 days to wait before the under-20s World Rugby Championships start, and that's taking place in Italy. I think I've mentioned this before. Wales, they're in Pool B. They're alongside France, Argentina, and Spain. They did have a good end to the under-26 Nation Championships as well. So they're going into that in good form. So that's also one of the events that I'm looking forward to coming up in the summer. So we've got the under-20s World Championships. We've also got the Wales senior team, their tour to Japan, and that starts at the beginning of July. So it's only a couple of months away now, so not that long to wait. And their first game is on the 5th of July in Japan. So it is going to be early getting up to setting the alarms to watch Wales take on Japan there. Also this year we've got the Women's Rugby World Cup, and that starts on August the 22nd, so a little bit longer to wait for there. But Wales actually have their first game on the 23rd, so the second day of that tournament, and they're taking on Scotland. So Wales have been drawn in Pool B for the Women's Rugby World Cup, and they're alongside Canada, Scotland, and Fiji. So their first game up is going to be against Scotland. They didn't have a good result in the Women's Six Nations against Scotland, so it gives them a chance to potentially put right that result there and doing it on the international stage again, so they're not having to wait another year before playing Scotland. And it's going to be an interesting Women's Rugby World Cup there as well. And the closer we get to the not just the Women's World Cup but the under 20s World Championships, the closer we get, the more excited I'm going to be getting about the sport. But that's not the only exciting thing as well. July is just going to be an absolute nightmare for my TV planning and my social life, because the UEFA Women's Euros, they start at the beginning of July as well. And as we know, Wales have made themselves to that Euros finals there as well. It is going to be tough for them for their matches there, but they've been playing well in the international games that they've been playing. So all that to look forward to. There's lots of, and I've probably missed some sports out as well. So if there is a sport that you think that I should be talking about here at Bro Radio, then all you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm, and say, oh Mike, you've forgotten to talk about that, and I'll start talking about it. I'll apologise. I'm going to blame it on not feeling 100%. So I'm not fully match fit today on there. So. On there. We've also got the Ryder Cup. I know this is a little bit further down the line, but it's another sort of sport that people do keep a lookout for. That's on the 23rd to the 28th of September. That's being held in America this time around. Again, the closer we get to that, the more excited I am. I don't really watch a huge amount of golf, but the Ryder Cup and the Open are probably the two that I do watch out of the golf. And there's generally not much Welsh contingents in there, but it's still nice to know what's going on in the wider world of sport. So coming up next on Bro, I'll let you know how you can get in touch with me, and if you've got any sports that you're looking forward to this summer here at Bro.
Sometimes you need to be alone.
It don't matter now.
Shut the door, unplug the phone. Language they don't know.
It don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff.
it don't matter now. Build a castle out to sand.
It don't matter now.
Well, it won't last and it won't stand.
It don't matter now.
But with a suitcase in your hand.
It don't matter now.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Your way on through the crowd.
It don't matter now.
Change your name, you won't be found.
It don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
At Case Cafe in Barry, you'll always find great coffee and good discussion. Our own blend coffee really hits the spot. And we now serve hearty breakfasts for the early risers and a tasty kids menu. Case Cafe has links with Case UK, who offer support for mental and physical health. And we're here, just in case. Pop in for a coffee or a catch-up. We're in the YMCA on Court Road, with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 3 on Saturdays. See casecafe.co.uk or find us on Just Eat.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with embossed outdoor rooms and hot spring hot tubs. And don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Stars in the wrong private movie, play just like children. Lies that take her she has never seen the kiss and tell of it all. To her it seems so obscene. She's so pretty, her hair is a mess. We all love her.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I was explaining about sports that I'm looking forward to coming up. And the big one that I forgot that I do always make time to look forward to. And for me, I always think it's the start of summer in... for me, it's Wimbledon. And I'll say that summer doesn't start before Wimbledon, because as the temperatures and the weather we've had now shows that, yes, summer has started, but traditionally for me that was the start of summer. And it's always a good event to watch on there. So I don't want anyone thinking that I'm leaving a sport without Wimbledon. I am definitely looking forward to as well. And that's the thing when it comes to the summer. There's so much sporting action going on, and someone like me, I do like to take as much sport in as I can. So what will happen sometimes is I will have to watch one sport and I'll have another one recording, or if I'm out, I'll have a sport recording. And I'm that type of person who won't look at my phone, and I won't do anything to get to avoid any spoilers on the sports that are going on. It's happened to me once or twice where I've not had the technology sorted quite right, and I've come home and the sport that I've been waiting for to not catch the result on, I've turned the television on, and the results or what's happened is has been displayed on there. I have to stay off social media if I haven't watched the results, because I know there's always lots of reactions on there. And I'm being a bit generic when I'm saying sport or I say sport and event, and that's because for me it's not just team sports like football and rugby. I'm quite into my mugs of sports as well. on there, so that's why I'm being a little bit, like, when I say sports or events, it's anything revolving that now. And if we have been out, what I tend to happens now is I ask my wife, I say, oh, can you just get the sports set up for me, just so there's no spoilers on it for me on there. Personally, I follow an English Premier League team as well, and I have to make sure notifications are not on my phone, and that's why I just don't look at my phone at all. If it's on, if I know I'm not going to watch the match or I'm not going to be able to see any of that, then I don't mind getting the notifications through. But I have been caught out getting notifications for games when I'm not watching it at the same time as everybody else, and I may not be watching it live. But I still, because I don't know what's happening or anything about it, then for me it is live, because I don't know the results or the outcome or anything else is going on. I totally just fall off the world when I'm trying to avoid results of sports that have gone on. But also, when it comes to summer, there's lots more activities and lots more sports going on. And the big one, and this is this is just over a month away now, there is the Barry Island 10K. I have run 10Ks in the past. I think my 10K days are behind me, but it's not just about the participants running it. I think the Barry Island, I've gone down there and I've supported people who I know run it, and it's always a good day. And if you are interested, I think there's still some registration spots there, but I wouldn't go jump straight into a 10K. What I would say is make sure you've done a little bit of training beforehand, and hope we get the weather. I mean, it is the middle of June, so you would like to think that if the weather follows the process that we've got at the moment, then we are going to have a really nice day. But people who do 10Ks, I mean, I hope it is nice, but not too nice. And if it's too hot or too sunny, then that could make it not a fun event for you, especially if you're taking part in it, because there's the risks of it being too warm for you there. But up next on Bro, I'm going to tell you how you can get in touch with me about your different sports here at Bro.
You were looking at me like you wanted to stay. When I saw you yesterday, I'm not wasting your time, I'm not playing no games. Tomorrow we'll hold. We don't really need to know. Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever.
Reason why, come on, come on, come on.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So I was talking about trying to not hear a result or of a sport a few minutes ago, and I'd like you to get in touch with me if any funny stories you've got where you've been trying to avoid a result and you've accidentally found out the result from someone or somewhere where you didn't think that you would. Maybe you were walking past somewhere that was showing the sport and there was a big cheer and an eruption of noise, or it was some kids you heard in the street talking about the result, or you were on public transport, you were on a bus, or a taxi driver said to you, "Oh, did you see the game? Oh, can you believe what happened in the game?" And before you've had time to say, no, I'm waiting, I'm going to watch it, they've given you the result, or they've given you something sort of major that that had happened on there. I was one of my funniest ones was it was actually during the Formula One season, and I was having a meal. There was probably about 15 or 20 people there, and someone actually had messaged a friend of my wife had messaged her, and she was like, has Mike seen what's happened in the Formula One? It all kicked off. So my wife said to me, have you seen it? And I said, no, I've not. And because I knew something and major had kicked off, someone else then said, oh yeah, this happened, and it was that time where Vettel and Hamilton sort of came together under a yellow under a safety car, and it was quite controversial at the time. But that's one of the funniest ways where sort of a result or a major part of an event has happened that I've been trying to avoid. So if you've got any stories like that, then please let us know on the social medias. You can find us on all the main major social medias, or you can get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. And again, if you think there's a sport I should be talking about, or there's an event that you think that I should be talking about at Bro Radio, then again, all you need to do is get in touch with me in the same ways that I've just mentioned, and I could be talking about the sport that you find so great in the Vale that you think other people should be taking part, or you just want to tell people about it because it's a sport that you find is so great that you just want to shout about that sport from the rooftops. Even better, I could ask you to come in and we could talk about the sport together, and you could tell the people of the Vale about the sport that you're so passionate in. So again, if you do want to get in touch with me, that's sport@broradio.fm. So next up on Bro, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show. We'll be right back.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Pwysau efo llyfr coginio llawn gimmicks neu declyn ffansi arall sy'n addo canlyniadau gwirthiol? Da ni gyd I bod na, ond y gwir yw, nid yw'n gweithio. Os ydych chi'n barod am newid go iawn, yna gall pwysau iach, byw'n iach helpu chi wneud y newidiadau pwysig sy'n cyd-fynd â'ch bywyd bob dydd, gyda chyngor wedi dylwrau chi gan y gig. Cymerwch y cam cyntaf at fywyd iachach. Ewch I pwysaiach.cymru a dechreuwch eich siwrnau heddiw.
Glastonbury Junior's Family Tribute Festival in association with Barry Training Services is back for 2025, featuring sensational tributes to Taylor Swift, Katy Perry and Harry Styles. With a big top, tiny tots disco, rides, workshops, the new Wave Wrestling Academy and loads more. Glastonbury Junior's 2025 is live at Romilly Park on Friday, July the 25th and is sponsored by Affluent Time, Sunkiss, Salon No. 7 and Bro Radio. Single tickets and family passes are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker.